Okay, 160, Lukut Teira Drushim Lesukis Eis Gimel. Okay, we're on in Eis Gimel, probably 15 lines into the paragraph. 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 17 lines into the paragraph. Eis Gimel on page 160. The last thing Alter Rebbe is explaining. Now we can understand the Shafta Mayim Besosis. He says like this: Mayim is Teresh Baal Peh, and Yayin is Teresh B'Ksav. One's Atheist, one's not Atheist. Anyway, and then he starts saying to understand what this means. That's why there are Besimcha by Nisach Ha Mayim, because it's the level of Ema Banim Smecha, the level of Bina, and therefore there's a level of Simcha, and that's the Inri Mani Yeshua. So David HaMelech says, Kais Yeshua is Esau. David HaMelech was Malchus, like we learned yesterday. And therefore, the Hashpah of Malchus comes into Biyah. The problem is, Malchus then could be affected by the evil of Biyah, of B'riyotzir Nasir. So therefore, David HaMelech is elevating, Kais Yeshua is Esau, elevating the level of Malchus Tatzilus, that he shouldn't get influenced when it goes down to Briyah. By the way, the Rebbe says, it's interesting. The Rebbe says, explains the same thing about Menashe and Ephraim. Okay, Menashe is Kineshan Elakim as Beis Avi, that he wanted me to forget everything in my father's house, and Ephraim is Hashem Ephrani Elakim, Hashem multiplied me in the land of my affliction. Yeah. So the question is: first, he should call him Ephraim, that he was successful in Egypt. And then, secondly, you should call, I didn't forget my father's house. But the Rebbe explains that in order to be successful in Mitzrayim, as Yosef, you can't forget where you came from. And I was like, he's saying, well, the Kais Yeshua says, Malchus, not to become affected by Biyah, has to go be elevated to the level of Atzilus. In other words, you need to have Menashe remember where your source is, and then, if Rani Alekim, then you won't be affected by Mitzrayim. Okay, so he says now, and Yimani Yeshua. That's what it means in the wells of salvation. Shumayim Shimena Nimshach Yeshua Sekesha Bracha. It's the well, Mimayna Yeshua. Mayin is the source of water. And he says, look, it says, in the Varach the Birch Sazim, in which we can make a mark in Chfil, okay. Zel, Nevarich, this is what we say. Nevarich in benching, right? Nevarich. Nevarich means, like really, Baruch means to bring down. So you bench, you case it sure, Sessa, which is Berichas Hamazon, like we said, David Amach was going to bench it to Suda. Case it sure, Sessa. And that's why you say, when you pick up the cup, you're saying, Nevarich Alekeinu, to bring down that level of case it sure. That we should receive the hashbah of the source of the mayim.
You bring the cup down first, and you bring.
No, you elevate the cup.
No,
I understand, but first you elevate Kais Yeshua Sessa, and then then you could bring down that higher level because you made a keli. The Keli now is a higher level because you elevated the Keli. Rizal and Yimayne Yeshua, which is, whatever, in Kabbalah you say this, let's skip to parentheses. Okay, all the way down to like 10 lines to the bottom of the page. Vine, Alpi, Amavoy, Lil, Ben Yenisach, Hamayim, based on what he explained before. The Nisach HaMayim, he asked the question before, why is Nisach HaYayin? Why is the wine one mentioned in Chumash and the water isn't? It's only derived from Teresh Baal Peh. See, the Alter Rebbe explained, because Yayin is Bina, is Isi, is that's Teresh B'Ksav. This is Teresh Baal Peh. And he says, that's the Inyan, Nisach Shalit, and it calls it Teresh B'Ksav, because it's the level of Sefer. It's the level of the scribe, which is even higher than the Sefer. Now we can understand the inyan of Hakafis and Shmini Atzeres. I mean Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, which is also Linichtav Afil B'Teresh Baal Peh. Ve'ein aluminic. The Rebbe, in many sikhs, the Rebbe at this point, but the Rebbe mentions, speaks about it much greater length. He says, the Rebbe says that the Tosef is Samachta b'chagecha, biblical mitzvah to be happy. Yeah? Then you have Simcha v'Beisa She'eva, which is only midrabon. Then you have Shmina Tzeres Simchas Torah Kofis, is only a minig. Minig Atik, the Alter Rebbe says. It's only a minig. Yet, people, we find, the greatest Simcha is Simchas Torah. And then, Simchas Beisa She'eva. And then, the least of all, is the biblical Simcha, Samachta b'chagecha. Right? See, the Alter Rebbe is explaining that Yayin is Minatera. Nisachamayim is only Midrabanim. And now he said we can understand now how Kofis, the Shmini Atzeres, which is only Minik. Why? He says, Kihine, Heima Maki from the Abba. Because Hakofis, when you go around Hakofis, it's a level of Makif. Lochain, Nik, Nilik Kosa, Filbetarish, Balper. Because which is even the level of Chochmah. This is even a higher level than the Mayim, which is, that's why they didn't do a Hakafis by Mayim. Mayim is the level of Chochmah. Yayim is the level of Bina. This is the Makifim. You go around. Like it's known that the whole Indian of Hakafis, that you Makif, you go around the Bima, is because it's the level of Makifim. Teira is Chochma and Bina. Teira Shabbat and Teira Shabbat Peh. Hakof is Simcha, and that's why, as we know, you dance with a close Sefer Teira. Why you dance with L'cheira, Simcha's Teira, we finish the Teira, we start again, we should all be sitting and learning. But as we know, the emphasis of Simcha's Teira is not learning. You have to learn your regular Shiurim. But the emphasis of Simcha's Teira is not learning, it's dancing. And dancing is everybody's equal. You can't tell if somebody's a Chochem and not a Chochem. Talmud Chochem or not, and you dafka do with a close Sefer Torah, dafka to show everybody's the same, and you go around in circles, because in the level of Makifim, the highest and the lowest are equal. That's why by Chassidish world Bechlal, Hakafis is a big thing, much more than by other groups. But because Hakafis is mamis. The Friede Geber, besides explaining it's the level of Makifim, the encompassing level, says also Hakafis comes the word in Pirkei says a Chemini Makif, which means he give on credit. Hakafa in Hebrew also means credit. Not COD, but credit. So Hakafis is, and Simchas Torah, the Eibishter gives us all the Hashpos on credit that we'll pay him back during the year with Torah Mitzvahs. And Rebbe once said, by the way, by Rebbe there's no jokes, but the Rebbe once said, by Ephraim, and Rebbe smiled when he said it. And this, the Rebbe instituted to go out to the shuls to make people happy on Simchas Torah. That Mivtzoyim on Simchas Torah to go dance in the shuls. The Rebbe said, that's not even brought down as a minig. It's his own thing. So the Rebbe started. Sukkis minat Torah, Nisach Hamayi mid Rabbanan, Hakafis minig, and this is, but he's, no, this is what it says. Because, and it's Barbin Yim Bokamach, this is what's similar to what it says in different places, in Chassidus, about Tvila, Sarvis, Rishus, Mimim Mipnei Sham Shoch, Ozi Yim Bokam El Yin Ma'id. Because, what, it says like this. We know Shachris and Mincha, according to all opinions, are mandatory. Ma'idiv, if Ma'idiv optional or not, if it's chayv or rishus, the halacha is it's rishus, but halacha says you shouldn't be mevatel it anyway. Number one, Yaakov Avinu made it. Yaakov Avinu made ma'ariv, and secondly, everybody accepted it upon himself as an obligation. But that's why there's no chazaras hashatz. You don't repeat the Shemoneh Esrei because if you don't daven, you don't daven. So normally you learn that ma'ariv is optional, means it's lower than shachris and mincha. That's mandatory, this is optional. Coming, Chassidus turns everything around, and Chassidus says, no, why is ma'ariv ishus? It's so great, you can't make it mandatory. it's too great because he says Sham Shochazi Mokim El Yimaid Ma'ir comes from such a high hashpa Shein Isarusa de Lasata Magasham Kokach. Just like he said, the minig of hakafas comes from a higher place. Because again, the lower it falls, the higher it comes from. So therefore, ma'ariv is reshus, because it's too great to be mandatory. We learned the same thing, if you remember, about the difference between the miraglim of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is to conquer Eretz Yisrael, the Sheva Midas, and that we're not successful, and Yeshua was successful when he sent the miraglim. Okay, very good. Shlomo, that's parentheses.
What?
No, because the Rebbe explains conquering Eretz Yisrael, the Sheva Midas. Yeshua sent spies to Yericho. Yericho is the level of Reach, which is Levushim. Machshava Dibur Maisa, that's a Beinani, everybody could be a Beinani. Conquering the Seven Midas is a level of a Tzaddik. So Hashem says, I can't command you. Because I can't command you to be a tzaddik if you can't be. But machshava dibra maisa beinani, that Hashem could command. Okay, where's this parentheses? And that's why ma'ariv is only optional. Yep. Okay, that's this maimer. What? Nowadays, you have to daven ma'ariv. I'm saying in the Gemara, it was
straight up obligation.
Because it's something time too great that I can't command you to do it. Command you to do it means you have the ability to do it. This I can't command you because you don't necessarily have the ability. You have to try. You have to. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu sent the spies. Because Moshe, like Dr. Rebbe says in Tanya, even a Beinani should try to become a tzaddik, even though he can't, and Hashem will give him what's called neshama v'chinas ibur from another way. Okay, one second. Let's see what else we could start now. Okay, let's do the next maimer about Shemini Atzeres. Okay. I know it's going to be Chol HaMoed Sukkot, because we're not going to learn too much because it's longer davening. Okay. Page 160, second column. The Hav Masher Kosher, to understand what it says in the Pasuk, Bayei Mashmini Atzeres Tiyalochem. Bayei Mashmini, in the eighth day of Sukkot, it's Atzeres, a holding back for you. And by Shvisha Pesach, it says, Atzeres Hashem Elokecha. It's Atzeres for Hashem. Why by Shmini Atzeres does it say Lochem? And by Pesach, it's Hashem Elokecha. Like, what's the difference? Rine Ksiv, Ahav, Tzeres Hashem Elokecha, B'chol Levoch, B'chol Nafsh, B'chol Meidecha. Says in Shema Lev Hashem, where all your heart, soul, and mind, appears to be called Lev Avcham, as Alba Shnei Yitzrecha, be Yitzra Tevu, be Yitzra Hara. What does it mean, Lev Hashem, be called Lev Avcham? It doesn't say Lipcha means both the Yitzra Tevu and the Yitzra Hara. I know, Seichel, Shekol, I'm sorry, Shekol, Kayach Ve'etzem, Halav Yirish Be'ez Bayara, Mikol Mine Yitzra Hara, Shebeil Mazer. So what does it mean, Lev Hashem, with the Yitzra Hara? Means, all the temptations and the burning enthusiasm of worldly things that the Yetzer Hara has, Yisapech Alav Kulo Lahavas Hashem, should transform it all to love Hashem. But if you want to be not only the Yetzer Tait, but even Nefesh Abam is Yetzer Hara, you should also love Hashem with the same enthusiasm that you love the world. And he says, Kemeshi Yelos, like that level of Ava will be lost in loving. Like it says, and the time he's going to transform everybody with a clear language that everybody is going to call the name of Hashem. That even the kol says, that means even the goyim, which is is also going to call out in Hashem's name. Shein Shorch, you have time to say, Yapach Lam Safa Brura, Likri Kulam, it's the level, the Sapcha Chashechel and the Hedo, all of the Shechem Echel, what? Oh.
Already happening.
Yeah. We're preparing for Mashiach. Pirich Shechem, I'm the Chinas Achur, I am Basi Katfim. What does it mean, Shechem, like it says, behind the over the shoulders, like it says. At Isabis asliba machrenis, you turn their hearts backwards, so that will be transformed to the level of echad. Meaning, instead of loving worldly things, it's going to love elukus. Where does this end? Well. That's what it means. Chassidus explains the word v'yahavta has two meanings. V'yahavta means you should love. V'yahavta also means it's future tense. You will love. Really many times, the famous question is the Maggid, how can I command you on the love? Love is a feeling of the heart. I can command you to do not to do. I can't command you on a feeling. So the Maggid says, by meditating in Teshma Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, V'yahavta, the Maggid says, doesn't mean you should love a mitzvah. V'yahavta means you will love Hashem. So he says, it means in Lashon Tzivei and Gam Lashon Asid, Leimat, which means, Shala'os is Sefech Lavas Hashem Echol Levavcha. What means you have to, the Pasuk says, not only you should love Hashem, but it says you will eventually, especially when Mashiach comes. We shouldn't wait for that time though. Especially when Mashiach comes, every person will love Hashem. Kala yidach mimanu nidach. So that's the level of b'chol levavcha yetzotev yetzohara. B'chol nafshecha is even a greater level of ava, which is a level of ava g'day lemizushen in nitvus b'leva adam. It doesn't. It's too great for even the heart of the person to handle. Why? That level of love can't exist in Gashmias. Meaning like this. Gashmiastika love, that's the Yetzer Hara's love. That love has to be transformed from worldly things, like you love to eat, you say you love to eat Ruchnias. You know, I mean, that transformation. The Alter Rebbe says here, B'chol nafshecha, is even a greater level of love that in Gashmi doesn't exist such a love. Huh? And he says that's the level of Ava Nefesh Ulikis Levada. That's only the love that the Nefesh Ulikis has. B'chol Levavcha means you take the love of the Nefesh Abamis and you transform it to Kedusha. B'chol Nafshecha is even a higher level that doesn't exist. And he says that's only the level of Tzadikim. That anyway don't have a love for worldly things, because they killed the Nefesh HaBamis, that their level of love is a much infinite level of love, which is above world, v'chal. It doesn't exist in Gashmias. I'll give you another example, even in Gashmias to a certain extent. A person could love food, whatever, you know, whatever Gashmias, the good thing it is. But a love that a parent has for a child, it's a completely different love. It's a different love. It's not a love like you love food or sports or whatever it is. It's a much deeper level of love. Huh? That's like, I mean, Alter Rebbe says in Gashmias you don't have it, but in a certain extent, that's the level of Ava B'chol Nafshecha. It's a much deeper love that doesn't exist in the Gashmiastic realm. It's not a Gashmiastik love of food or sleeping or whatever it is. For Ava is in this level of Ava. He mislahev is mislahet has been the Fashis at Tzadikim. That's the level of Tzadikim. Kehechla Hashem Heima Klebeis Hashem. That's the level of Elokus. That's so in other words like this. B'chol Levavcha is the love of the Nefesh HaBamis, which is basically the Avod of every Yid. B'chol Nafshecha is the level of Tzadikim. B'chol Meidecha is Ava Ha'el Al Kulono. That's even a greater level of Ava, which is a level of Ma'ed Ma'ed. Shein in Nifis Afilu Bin Hashamis HaTzadikim. This is even greater than the level of Tzadikim. Which in its essence is the level of, he's going to explain, that's the level of Baal Tshuva, greater than the Tzadik. So you have three levels. The level of Aved, let's say, of a Beinani, put it that way. And then level B'chol Nafshecha Tzadikim. And then the highest level, it doesn't even exist by Tzadikim. V'gov u'drecha b'meid meid. Ma'ilam b'chinas ha'nivroim, which is even higher than any creation, l'davka b'yiz baruch, mamish b'ein tzav baruch hu. Mamish to cling to Hashem himself. It's a level of distant love, which is infinitely greater than the level of a tzaddik, who's there. Dr. Eben Tani explains, there's a level of love of a tzaddik from closeness. You're close to somebody and you love them. And then you have the distant love, the absence type of love. And it's a different level of love completely. One is a level of love of distance. That level of love is because that causes you to become close. That's where the averus become mitzvahs. In other words, when the Gemara says about tshuva, the highest level of tshuva me'av, the averus become mitzvahs. So how can the averus become a mitzvah? Okay, I understand. You clean it. How can the averus become a mitzvah? So Chassidus explains, because mitzvah means connection and bondage. Right? Mitzvah means connecting. The connection of distance, meaning the distance causes you that love, so the distance is the connection. Therefore, that level of ava becomes a mitzvah, meaning it binds you. It doesn't become me put on tefillin. Well, there is in halacha that it's like you did put on tefillin. Remember, we learned this, it's Rebbe Elazar ben Hodaya season, you know, tshuva season. So Chassidus says, how can he go to Olam Haba? He didn't have any mitzvahs. Okay, all the Avedis he did, go on Nafshi Bebchia, his soul went out. Okay, that cleaned all the dirt. You know, it's like a chicken is in the dirt. So you want to pick up, to clean the chicken, it'll take you 10 years. The chicken gives a flap of the wings, and the whole bird gets cleaned. So Rabbi Elazar ben Hodaya, in a second, cleaned the whole mess. But Chassidus said, but he didn't do any positive mitzvahs. How do you go to Gan Eden? You need positive mitzvahs to go to Gan Eden. Okay, you're not dirty anymore, so to speak. Oh, you got cleaned. But you need mitzvahs to get into Gan Eden. So Chassidus explained, there's a level of tshuva. Normally tshuva, the Alter Rebbe says, cannot make the undone done. The beginning begins the tshuva. The Alter Rebbe says, mitzvahs asay is the easier level of tshuva, but ha'er nedar, you're still missing. You can't come Sunday, it's Yom Tov. Because you're still missing the odd. But there's a level of tshuva that the undone becomes done. Which is a remarkable level of tshuva. The not putting on tefillin is putting on tefillin. That's what he accomplished. That level of tshuva, thank you. That level of tshuva makes the undone done. Yes, I'll tell you, explain to Taylor, all over the place. Okay. And he says, Kihine, it's in God, the Lavai Mumay, the Gulasi in Cheker, Kach Av, and Mshach Mizra, Hobachin is Ma'eid, Bali Shiru Gvu. And not only that, it's beyond Yaakov. It's beyond. What's your language?
That's Farsi.
Yeah? Well, I thought it was Chinese. Ve'ina nefi yichay lahasig liyashan nefi shebechines nivir bechines keili yugvul. He says this level of ava, the nefesh is still a creation. Especially neshama in the body. Neshama becomes mamish. It becomes substantial. Yet, that level of ava, the neshama can't handle it. It's a level beyond, it's a bligvul level of la'ava that a nivra, a nisham, which is limited in a body, can't handle it. It's a nisham, by the way, nisham out of the body could handle it, because it's also bligvul. But this is a nisham in a body to have a level of ava that the nisham really, the person can't handle. And he says, achazeich li'ava rabezu, who gets this level of ava, that's the level of bali tshuva.
So how can you get to the level?
Yeah, one second. You could get it. He says, That level of tshuva, but you're talking about the level of tshuva that blows up in the diet tshuva, not normal tshuva. That tshuva of ava, that's the day become avedus, that's the level of ava bligvul. Because what are you making avedus into mitzvahs? Now, if avedus are avedus and mitzvahs is mitzvahs, how can avedus become mitzvahs if, like, odd and cheshech? If it's odd, it can be cheshech. If it's cheshech, it can be odd. So, like, but the answer is, that's only in the realm of Ard and Cheshech, so Cheshech can't be Ard and Ard can't become Cheshech. But if you're talking about a level above both, then there's no difference between Ard and Cheshech. You can Ard, Cheshech and Ard could be Cheshech, and Cheshech could be Ard. You could be seeing the hearing and hearing the seeing. Because in the level of Nefesh, the eye sees and the eye doesn't hear. And the ear hears and doesn't see. In a level above the Nefesh, then the eyes can hear and the ears can see. Okay, so he says that's the level of Ava and Abba, the Bali Tshuva. And that's, by the way, the level of Tshuva Me'ahava. Tshuva Me'yira, the intentional sins become like accidental sins. Tshuva Me'ahava, that's the level of Bal Tshuva, the Avedis become mitzvahs, because that's the level of Chol Me'idecha. In other words, to use the Rambam's expression, it's a new person, it's not the same person from before. You didn't die. You're the same person as before. But you're not limited in the level of the person you were before. You became a new person.
You should be the Kavana when you want to Shema?
Huh? I mean, yeah, if you want to daven all day.
Is
no.
Who is Akhav's name?
Elisha ben Avuya.